Plans are moving forward on the construction of a bus rapid transit system, or BRT. Four options have been proposed, including the core line between the city's two largest employment hubs, downtown to Oakland, which would cost between $200 and $240 million. Other options include lines to Wilkinsburg with branches in Highland Park and Greenfield. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
At last week's progress update on the BRT, you and Mayor Peduto emphasized the importance of improving the region's existing transit system, saying BRT would benefit the experience for bikers, pedestrians, vehicle commuters alike. So how would this benefit private vehicle commuters? I mean, if the dedicated lanes are going to be on existing roadways anyway?
Well, because what you're doing is you're making a disorganized system, which is what it is coming through 5th and Forbes right now. So it takes, on average, 25 minutes for either a bus and a little bit less for a car during rush hour to go from, say, the Cathedral of Learning to the heart of downtown Pittsburgh if you're driving in for the morning commute. The BRT lane, you'll be able to get there in 10 minutes. It'll have dedicated signaling. It's like rail on wheels is really what it, the way it's been described and the way other cities utilize it. You're taking a lot of buses off of the roads because you're just going to have just the BRT bus kind of coming through that corridor. It isn't just the lane itself. It's really creating the whole infrastructure with stations that don't stop at every block the way they do now on buses. That's basically what it is. It's a busway in the middle of a traffic lane without building all the walls and all the other things that go around it. You're going to get a lot of people out of their cars and riding the BRT because it's going to be faster.
How can you do the crunched numbers where you're confident that that would happen, that people would give up the cars?
We've seen it in other cities. And you know, if you show something that's going to be fast, it's going to be reliable, and it's going to come every 3, 4, 5 minutes, depending on what time of the day you're talking about, people will use it because having your car and worrying about where to park with it, paying all those the costs of doing that, we will get people out of their cars. The reason people don't get out of their cars, quite frankly, is because of convenience, and they need to get there at a certain time. And if they don't have the reliability of a transit system, they won't use it.
The main roads through there, the uptown area, 5th, Forbes, I mean, they're pretty narrow if you have a dedicated bus lane. Isn't that going to really impede the private vehicle traffic?
No, I think it's going to improve it. And we've seen the studies that show that. We're going to see, be able to get through there easier, to get through there more quickly. And you're going to see more robust development, again, around residential, around commercial, around retail and entertainment. You're going to see companies that want to be there with kind of large footprints. You know, really can be almost what East Liberty has become with the Googles, what Lawrenceville has become with the Uber and some of the other robotics companies that have moved in there. And I think that's what Uptown will be.
You can do the core line, and then in the future, you can. It's not like an all or nothing. It's not either the simplest versus the most extensive. You can make it more extensive in the future after you already started the core line or not?
You probably could. I don't know that the cost is that much different, to be honest with you. A lot of the cost will be in purchasing the vehicles. There'll be electric vehicles. They won't look like buses that you recognize right now. They'll look more like trains. So I think in buying and in purchasing the vehicles, as well as developing the infrastructure. And when we talk about the core BRT, that's where the lion's share of the cost will be in developing that. These branch lines won't have the dedicated lanes that they will have in the core part. When you go up through Highland Park or out into Wilkinsburg, down to the East Busway, you don't have the dedicated lane, but you have some special signaling that will help it.
You mentioned, of course, that you're going to need federal dollars for this, and probably at least half of the cost of the $200-plus million. Are you confident, and why would you be confident about getting the federal dollars?
Well, I am. Number one, I think it will score very well with the Federal Transportation Administration because of all the components that are there. And I think, you know, economic development is certainly a big product of it, but also connecting communities that have been somewhat disconnected in the past will be helpful. I really sense that there's a lot of support, a broad-based level of support, that when we go to Washington, there's going to be a significant amount of support for this project.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be with you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin. The first community meeting on the four options for the BRT is April 5th.